The marijuana legalization landscape in Florida has undergone significant changes over the past few years. Currently, the state permits the use of medical marijuana for qualified patients under specific conditions. However, recreational use remains as legal. Recent developments indicate a growing push towards broader legalization. Amendment 3 is at the forefront of this movement. This proposed amendment aims to legalize recreational marijuana use for adults age 21 and older. It emphasizes not only the legalization, but also the regulation of the cannabis market to ensure public safety measures are strictly enforced. Key aspects of Amendment 3 include: adults age 21 plus would be allowed to possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana for personal use. The initiative focuses on regulating sales through licensed dispensaries. Public safety measures are integral, addressing potential risks associated with broader access to marijuana. FAQs, frequently asked questions. What is Amendment 3 in Florida? Amendment 3 is a proposed initiative aimed at legalizing recreational marijuana use for adults age 21 and older in Florida. It focuses on regulating the market and ensuring that public safety measures are implemented. What concerns do law enforcement agencies have regarding Amendment 3? Law enforcement agencies, including the Florida Police Chiefs Association and the Florida Sheriffs Association, have expressed concerns about potential public safety risks associated with Amendment 3. Their arguments include fears of increased traffic accidents and higher rates of youth marijuana use. How does marijuana use impact traffic safety? Studies have shown a correlation between marijuana use and impaired driving, which raises significant concerns for road safety following legalization. Additionally, there may be health issues related to increased cannabis consumption, such as a rise in emergency room visits due to cannabis-related incidents.